de lunes a jueves. You
find the safari park. You're killing me, Larry.
Larry, fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
Come on, Larry. Larry.
Larry. Ever heard this before? Have a listen. In case that TV show intro is unfamiliar to you, it's from the $6 Million Man, a goofy program from the 1970s about the world's first cyborg, played by Lee Majors. Handsome astronaut is grounded to chop meat in a fiery crash, and for a mere $6 million, they rebuild him into a Superman. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, they said. It's been a half century since that nutty show debuted, and the propeller heads are still singing the same Tom Swift song.
Just wait until the future. Immortality's right around the corner, courtesy of
science. A few days ago, the internet was crackling with a story about how human beings will evolve, and how they'll look only 100 years from now, or less. And of course, they trotted out the hybrid man-machine trope. The hubbub was triggered by the Daily Mail, always a reliable source for moronic bullshit. The article was a pastiche of videos, a TED Talk, of course, and some other awful from some YouTube chooch and some goofy infographics. But who needs an entire century to see how that movie plays out? People have evolved. Now make that devolved quite noticeably since they began clicking mice and stroking haptic touch screens. Just pop into any Target store and behold blimp-shaped mannequins wearing clothes and sizes with more X's than a tic-tac-toe contest. The man of the future is the man of right now. He looks like Michael Moore, and talks like Ryan Reynolds, or Rachel Levine, or John Fetterman, or this YouTube future casting soy boy.
The ability to drink milk throughout our lifetime, known as lactose tolerance, evolved about 10,000 years ago.
What does lactose have to do with anything? And as George Carlin said, betcha nobody's lactose intolerant. In third world countries,
over the last century and a half, the average height of a human being has increased by roughly 10 centimeters.
10 centimeters.
Within the last 6.5 decades, the global lifespan has shot up nearly 20 years, largely thanks to science.
Current U.S. average lifespan for men is 76 and dropping. Ben Franklin lived to be 84. Not a whole lot of science around back in the 1700s. Ben was one of 17 children, and his formal education ended at age 10. However, did he survive so long? And he was hardly an anomaly. His buddy Tommy Jefferson made it to 83. Lots of people then lived longer than they do now. Longevity is a lot more about genetics and lifestyle than science.
What will humanity look like in 1,000 years?
If people look like Michael Moore now, in 1,000 years they'll probably resemble Jabba the Hutt and have their own zip codes.
In the future, nanobots, or tiny robots, will be subtly integrated into our bodies, enhancing our own abilities.
Some people believe those mRNA vaxes were chock full of those nanobots.
Ever heard of utility fog?
No.
Imagine a cloud of countless microscopic robots which can be rearranged into virtually any configuration nearly instantaneously. Picture your house disassembling when you leave in the morning so that space can be used for something else.
The future is really now. All over Los Angeles, people leave their house for work in the morning, and when they return, discover their home has been used as a toilet and a place to slam meth by the armies of squatting junkies who roam the streets, unchallenged by defunded and hamstrung cops.
The 7,000 languages that are spoken globally today will likely dip under 100.
Maybe it'll shrink to just two languages, either Bidenese.
If you hold near and dear to you that you, like to be able to, anyway.
Or Fetterman-ish.
Oh, I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
The world's rising temperature and accompanying deterioration in the protective ozone layer will play a major role. Increasing temperatures may also affect our size. Taller and thinner bodies would be better at dissipating excess body heat as it creates the best body surface area to volume ratio.
Oh, so when Earth's weather is like a blast furnace, all the short and round people will die off. And only track stars and runway models will survive,
These types of changes take tens or hundreds of thousands of years and will depend on our ability to avoid or protect ourselves from nature.
Hear that? Protect ourselves from nature or outright avoid it. Sounds like it's time to mask up. Get in the basement.
New traits from mutations may also arise. Even today, one man has been documented with the ability to consume and digest nearly anything, including metal, glass, and even toxic chemicals due to a genetic mutation.
Nothing new there. 100 years ago, plenty of guys could eat light bulbs and swallow swords. They were sideshow attractions at the circus. Keith Richards has been ingesting toxic chemicals for 80 years.
Others live with a condition called tetrachromacy, where they can see 100 times more colors than the rest of us.
Seeing new colors? Isn't that what LSD is for?
We'll modify our baby's genes before birth to eliminate diseases they may carry. Such genetic similarity or lack of human diversity leaves room for a single new disease of the future to wipe out the entire human race. In the words of Stephen Hawking, sooner or later, disasters such as an asteroid collision or nuclear war could wipe us all out.
That incurable disease has always been with us. It's called stupidity. But somehow we still manage to increase our numbers, don't we?
At the end of it all, we may even conquer death by scanning our brains, atom by atom, and transferring that information into computers. In this way, we could travel at the speed of light as information patterns, unrestricted by our bodies and requiring no food. Where our current human generational cycle takes around 20 years, a digital individual could replicate themselves in seconds or minutes. It's a brave new world out there.
So there you have it, with the miracle of science. We can attain eternal life when our minds are scraped and uploaded into a flash drive. But what storage capacity? For most people, gigs won't be necessary. A megabyte or two should do it. And of course, the soy boy announcer must tell us to prepare for brave new world, a hellish dystopia that can't come soon enough for him. The TED Talk guy was also a hoot. Somebody named Juan Enriquez. He's easier to listen to than the other guy. Juan's talk is about the ethics of tinkering with human evolution. He starts off with a picture of a fake arm worn by some German count in the Middle Ages and proceeds to tell us how great prosthetics were and are. Really? Tell that to the guy trying to pick his nose with a fake hand. Juan is wrong in so many ways. The oldest human prosthetic was not that German count's arm. It was a fake toe made of wood and leather. They found it on an Egyptian mummy that's over 3,000 years old. Betcha there are dildos that predate that. Then Juan goes into this convoluted lecture about how to colonize other planets, presumably because we'll have destroyed this one. So we'll have to modify human bodies with genetic engineering and prosthetics. And then Juan loses any and all credibility when he says,
so how quickly you react something depends on the diameter of a nerve. And of course, if you have nerves that are external or prosthetic, say with light or liquid metal, then you can increase that diameter, and you could even increase it theoretically to the point where, as long as you could see the muzzle flash, you could step out of the way of a bullet.
Okay, so now we know. Not only is he a fan of Terminator 2 with liquid metal men who have exoskeletal nervous systems, the guy's also really, really into the Matrix and that bullet dodging shit. He talks about prosthetics in the same way AOC and Greta yak about climate change and settled science. But those people sit there and ooh and ah at TED Talks. They actually believe that they're hearing is true, that they're witnessing the actual future. Like when this climate science expert said,
the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
A hell of a lot of smooth brains believed her. When will bogus experts be permanently discredited? For 2 years, self-styled experts lied through their teeth about vaccines that turned out not to be vaccines at all. Vaccines, finger quotes, that didn't stop anyone from getting sick or making someone else sick. And the claims of less severe symptoms, well, those remain unprovable. The Supreme Court of New York has pushed a legal stake right into the aortas of many local tyrants who believe the bullshit spoken by the bogus medical experts. The court says the state must rehire every worker who was fired for vaccination refusal and give them back pay, which also says, in no uncertain terms, that those vaccines were not effective. And as the VAERS data, including so many healthy young, recently boosted and suddenly dead people, indicates, they probably aren't real safe either. That smart and overdue New York legal decision, well, that sets a precedent that must have bureaucrats and politicians and big pharma grifters shitting their pants. If it sets off a chain reaction of similar decisions across the country, woo, fasten your seatbelts. In other news with other experts, a nurse in an old folks' home, Mary Kay Brown, allegedly amputated some guy's foot because her family owns a taxidermy business and she thought the foot would make a cool display if it was bronzed and placed next to a sign saying, "Wear your boots, kids." What the fuck does that even mean? How about feats, do your stuff, or tripping the light fantastic, or get your kicks. The victim was a patient at the Spring Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center in Wisconsin. Wasn't so healthy for him. Wonder if they promised to put a spring in his step. Seems like any place named a center, that's always a red flag. Ever been to a community center that wasn't a depressing, fluorescent-lit dump with cinder block walls that smell like disinfectant? When a business is a locus of gloom and proprietors can't think of plausible verbiage to camouflage the gloom, they say, fuck it, just call it a center. So this guy, who was only 62, checked into the place with his feet so badly frostbitten, they were described as looking mummified. Over time, his condition worsened. Then he took a fall trying to get out of bed, maybe to escape. One foot took the brunt of that fall, and soon it reeked. That may have been when Mary flashed on seeing the foot bronzed in the taxidermy display window between the stuffed mallard and the snarling badger. Somehow she managed to convince two other healthcare professionals to assist in the amputation. One helper claimed she thought they were just changing the bandages on his foot, but afterwards she realized his tight grip on her arm and his moaning must have occurred when Mary was sawing off his tootsie. A couple days after the amputation, the victim told another nurse that he had, quote, felt everything, and it hurt very bad, unquote. If convicted, Mary's looking at up to 92 years in the joint. That's over 18 years of tow. The dude who runs the place issued a classic corner office statement.
The person identified is not employed with our community.
Cagey, huh? Didn't even say the suspect's name. And then he calls the business
a community.
But according to the Washington Post, he also made some ill-advised statements. He determined that Mary Brown had amputated the foot for the man's, quote, dignity and comfort, unquote. And because she, quote, believed it was the right thing to do, unquote. Funny, he didn't mention anything about bronzing or
keep your boots on, kids.
Too bad Mary hadn't heard Juan Enrique's TED Talk about prosthetics. After hacking off that poor bastard's foot, she could have glued on a nice atomic-powered liquid metal Terminator Matrix foot made of utility fog, huh? Those countless microscopic robots that work as a foot when you're dancing and then rearrange themselves as a pogo stick when you're ready to go home. Because you know, all that shit's, it's just right around the corner. Same as the $6 million man was 50 fucking years ago. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. For hundreds more episodes and additional content and commentary, visit thatlarryshow.com. While there, click the subscribe button so you never miss a show. If you like what you just heard, send a link to a friend. Leave a 5-star review wherever you download. If you really like what you heard, click the Patreon or PayPal button. Join the Take No Shit Dojo. Or pop a donation in the mail. There is a P.O. Box address also found on the homepage. Follow the show between episodes on Twitter and Facebook. We have some fun there. You'll find links to those, as well as an email address if you want to write to me. It's all at thatlarryshow.com. My friends, stay healthy. And stay away from any place with center in the name. And remember, most people are full of shit. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.